The heat in Georgia does not just sit on your skin. It pushes against you. It is a heavy, wet weight that smells like damp red clay and diesel. I move my hands through the green leaves of the tomato plants. My fingers are stained. They are sticky with juice and dust. Every movement is a calculation. I reach. I pull. I drop. The bucket at my feet is plastic and loud when the first few tomatoes hit the bottom. Thud, thud, thud. I am 24 years old. My back should not feel like it is made of dry wood, but every time I bend, I hear a sound in my ears like a branch snapping. I do not stop. If I stop, the row gets longer. If I stop, the supervisor looks at his watch. His name is Miller. He stands at the end of the row under a white umbrella. He looks like a ghost in the shimmering heat. He does not touch the plants. He only touches his clipboard. The air changed at 10 in the morning. It was not the heat. It was a smell. It was sweet and sharp. It smelled like a hospital mixed with rotting fruit. I looked up. I saw the tractor at the far edge of the field. It was pulling a white tank. A mist was rising behind it. It looked like a low cloud. The wind caught it. The cloud started to drift toward us. Nobody told us to move. Nobody blew a whistle. I saw the mist settle on the leaves. It looked like dew, but it was not water. It stayed oily. It shimmered. I felt the first drop hit the back of my neck. It was cold. Then it was hot. It felt like a needle pricking my skin. I wiped it with my shoulder. I kept picking. I needed the hours. I needed the check for the apartment in Tifton. By noon, the itching started. It was inside my skin. I scratched my forearms. Red welts rose up under my fingernails. My vision began to blur at the edges. It was like looking through a dirty window. I blinked. I rubbed my eyes with the back of my hand. That was a mistake. My eyes began to burn. It felt like someone had poured sand under my eyelids. I walked to the end of the row. My legs felt heavy. They felt like they belonged to someone else. I reached the water station. It was just a blue plastic barrel with a metal ladle. I splashed water on my face. It did not help. The burning stayed. I looked at Miller under his umbrella. I told him my eyes hurt. I told him the air smelled like chemicals. He did not look up from his clipboard. He told me it was just the heat. He told me to drink more water. He said the spray was safe. He called it a nutrient mist. He said if I could not handle the sun, there were 10 people at the gate who wanted my spot. I looked at the gate. There were people there. They were waiting. I went back to my row. The afternoon was a fever dream. The rows of green plants turned into a long, dark tunnel. I could hear my own heart. It was beating too fast. It was a frantic drumming in my chest. My stomach cramped. It was a sharp, twisting pain. I dropped to my knees in the dirt. I vomited. It was clear and bitter. The dirt soaked it up. I tried to stand. My right hand would not close. I looked at my fingers. They were shaking. I could not make them stop. I commanded them to grip the tomato. They stayed open. They were useless. I sat in the dirt and cried. The tears made the burning in my eyes worse. I realized I could not feel my toes. My boots felt empty. The drive home was a blur of tailgating trucks and orange dust. I lived in a trailer with three other women. When I walked through the door, Maria gasped. She pointed at my face. She said I looked like I had been burned. I looked in the small cracked mirror in the bathroom. My face was a deep, angry purple. My pupils were tiny pinpricks. I could not sleep. Every time I closed my eyes, I felt like I was falling. My muscles would twitch and jump. It was like electricity was running under my skin. I spent the night on the floor because the bed felt too soft. I gripped the linoleum. I needed to feel something solid. I kept thinking about the labels on the jugs I saw in the shed once. They had skulls on them. They had long words I could not pronounce. The next morning, I could not walk. My legs were water. I asked Maria to take me to the clinic. She was afraid. She did not have papers. I told her I was dying. She drove me in her old Honda. The clinic was a small brick building in town. It smelled like floor wax. The waiting room was full of men with coughs and children with rashes. When the nurse saw me, she moved fast. She put me in a chair. She took my blood pressure. She asked me what happened. I told her about the mist. I told her about the smell. I told her about the tractor. She looked at the doctor. They did not speak. They just looked at each other. The doctor asked me for the name of the farm. I told him. He sighed. He told me I had organophosphate poisoning. He said it affects the nervous system. He said it is like being poisoned by nerve gas. He asked if I had a copy of the safety data sheets from the farm. I laughed. It was a dry, painful sound. I told him I only had a bucket and a pair of gloves. He told me I needed a specific treatment. He said it was expensive. I called the farm office from the clinic phone. A woman answered. I told her I was sick. I told her the doctor said it was the spray. Her voice turned into ice. She said the farm followed all federal guidelines. She said there were no reports of accidents. She said if I was sick, it was probably something I ate at home. She told me I was no longer on the schedule. She hung up. The doctor gave me a charcoal drink. He gave me a shot. He told me I could not go back to the fields. He said my body was now a sponge. If I touched those chemicals again, my lungs might stop. I asked him who would pay for the medicine. He looked at his shoes. He said there are programs, but they take time. He said the farm is protected by a maze of contractors. They are ghosts. You cannot sue a ghost. I went back to the trailer. I sat on the porch. The sun was going down. The sky was a beautiful, cruel pink. I looked at my hands. The shaking was better, but my grip was gone. I tried to pick up a glass of water. It slipped through my fingers. It shattered on the floor. I watched the water spread across the wood. I am 24 years old. I came here to work. I came here to build a life. I thought if I worked harder than everyone else, I would be safe. I thought the law was a roof over my head. But the law is not for the person in the row. The law is for the man under the umbrella. I hear the trucks coming back from the fields. I hear the men laughing. They do not know yet. They do not feel the itch. They have not smelled the sweet, sharp air today. But they will. The harvest does not stop for a sick girl. The trucks will be back tomorrow. The mist will rise again. I try to stand up. My knees buckle. I catch myself on the railing. My skin is peeling now. It comes off in long, thin strips like paper. Underneath, the new skin is raw and red. It is tender. It is not strong enough for the sun. I realize I am no longer a worker. I am a witness. But in this valley, a witness is just a person who is no longer earning a wage. I think about the tomatoes I picked. They are in a truck now. They are going to grocery stores in cities I will never visit. People will buy them. They will wash them in their sinks. They will think they are clean. They do not see the oil on the leaves. They do not see the girl in the dirt. They do not know that the fruit is heavy with the things that are killing me. My breath is shallow. It feels like my lungs are stiffening. I sit back down. I watch the dust settle on the road. I am tired of fighting my own body. It used to be my tool. It was my strength. Now it is a cage. I am trapped inside a machine that is breaking down, and the people who broke it have already replaced the part. I wonder if I will ever feel my toes again. I wonder if the burning in my eyes will ever stop. The doctor said maybe. He said the body is resilient. But he did not see the mist. He did not feel how deep it went. It is in my blood now. It is a part of me. I am the harvest. I am the thing they used up and threw away. I sit in the dark. The crickets are loud. They sound like the buzzing in my head. I do not have a plan. I do not have a check. I only have this red skin and this shaking hand. I am alive. But the version of me that could work is dead. I am a ghost in Georgia. I am a secret buried in the red clay.